Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham podcast. We hope this message will be informative, inspirational, and helpful. Donations to support this work are greatly appreciated. Visit www.cslbellingham.org and click on the donate button. Remember to share our podcast. Thank you.
I'm Wanda Maddox, and I will be offering our invocation for our prayer for today. Please join me now in knowing that as we today make our final decision with our voting for who will be leading us forward, the presence of Spirit within each and every one of us is leading the way toward a new day, a new year, a new leader of our center, and the light and love that is eternal, always present, always moving with us, for us, and always forward. I challenge myself to seek behind what my mind knows. I open my heart to see and know what Spirit within knows. The I am within me deeply knows. The I am within everything. As I choose to live from this space, my inner knowing increases and my distractions decrease. The very nature of this prayer uplifts me as I awaken to Spirit's bounty, leading me forward to all the resources for every next best step. So I open my heart and mind to the East, filled with new beginnings and birth. I allow the element of air to reveal the next best step on my path and every encounter of my day. The rising sun reminds me that I am self-actualized and filled with self-esteem as I draw from this illuminating power. I draw and create the fire within me as my strength and resource. I connect, relaxing my spirit as I affirm the flow of my great good. Grounded in Mother Earth, I clearly see and know and honor the law that constantly is working within my life. I am profoundly grateful for the guiding light of these truths. My life is an ongoing of new birth of love and light, always. And so it is.
Today we've reached a magnificent new beginning. And we're standing on the threshold of our next phase as a spiritual community. This afternoon, all of us, and specifically our members, will vote on their choice for the next senior minister. And we have made a wonderful journey together this year. I made a joke in the little write-up on the minister's message that, you know, this has been a nine-month journey. And we're entering the 10th month, so we're a little over term. But to mark this joyous occasion, I want to talk about spiritual transformation, because that's what we have gone through as a community this year. And we're going to continue it in a new way, in a new form, as the new senior minister joins us. But I want to begin by reminding us that we are always in deep communion with creation, and that our true selves are kind and giving and forces of love. And there's a beautiful quote by a woman named Pam Grout that I want to read that illustrates this. The still small voice within me reminded me that everything I see and everything I believe is just a story that I've made up. And then that voice continued to tell me that in truth, I am spirit and I am light. And all those other voices, those wars going on in my head, are nothing but chunks of the collective consciousness that I can either believe and defend against, or I can transmute with gratitude. So the real me, it told me, is kind and giving and in communion. The real me is the force for love. So we've been engaged in transformation this year, both individually and as a community. And positive transformation can make changes so significant that we might even start to look a little bit different. We might have a different style. We could be growing in confidence and in maturity. More ways than one. So I've heard members of the community talk about how you feel closer to the people in the community because of all the experiences you have shared, the workshops and the visioning and the praying together. And I've heard members of the Board of Trustees say that they feel more confident as leaders because of the journey that they've been together on as a group, as a board. So we have visioned and played and prayed together to attract to us the perfect match for our next senior minister. And I have another quote that speaks to this. Strength lies in unity. We all have wants and desires, but the most likely way of reaching our destination or goal is to join forces with those around us. And this is from a book called Living Better Together, The African Way, a culture that has very prominent working as a group in that culture. In our time, we're living in a time of significant divergence on points of view. And yet we as a community have experienced joy and connection together in this journey we've been on together. So Ernest Holmes, the founder of Science of Mind, can give us a little bit of insight on how can both of these things be true at the same time? So in his great book, it's called Can We Talk to God? He says, love does not overcome hate and fear through controversy, argument, or force, but by a subtle power of transformation. It is invisible in its essence, but apparent through its act. As light overcomes darkness, or as the presence of heat warms a cool room until it's comfortable, it is a radiant action of love and peace that dissipates fear and hate and confusion. So in the larger world, change is everywhere. And it may feel like we're more divided than ever before. But we're also learning more about each other. And that can sometimes feel frightening to learn some of these things. But nevertheless, the tools of social media have created an opportunity for us to come together beyond the limits of location and time, and gives us opportunities to celebrate one another more than ever. So the ultimate gift of this form of spiritual transformation comes from embodying love and peace through challenge. The Science of Mind teaching helps us with this. This community supports us with that. So we learn how to experience this ourselves. It's so important that this feeling of unity in our community not be lost as we continue our journey together. So, for example, even if your first choice for senior minister does not succeed this afternoon, trust each other. That a higher purpose is in play, and we have within us the ability to embrace the new minister with an open heart of new possibility. See, change can help us be flexible, to be open to possibilities that we haven't experienced before. Now, the story about this, and it's the story of our own movement's evolution. So in 1953, Ernest Holmes reluctantly agreed to change his organization from a school to a church. It was called the Churches of Religious Science. It had previously been a school called the Institute of Religious Science and Philosophy, and it had been named that since 1935. But as he made the switch to the organization becoming a church, he asked us in the movement to always evolve by remaining open at the top. And that's been a foundational element, being open, being evolving, being open to changing, that has helped us evolve as an organization. And there have been trials. In the late 1950s, our organization split into two parts. It's rumored to be a disagreement over organizational structure, although even the reasons for the split are under dispute. And it took until 2011 for the organization to come back together again. And the two parts were called the United Church of Religious Science and Religious Science International. And we came back together in 2011 to form the Centers for Spiritual Living, and that's what we are today. And it's so strange to remember, and many of us were in our various organizations when we were separate. Seattle CSL was once a United Church of Religious Science, and Bellingham CSL was a member of Religious Science International. So even us, two churches close geographically, two different organizations, teaching basically the same thing. But now we have good relationships with centers all through the region and all through the globe. The organization has continued to evolve. We have a wonderful historian in their movement named Marilyn Leo, and she wrote several books. One of them is The Chronicles of Religious Science, Volume 2. And she details the deep healing work that was needed to unite these two organizations and to experience the benefits of a united group. That was an evolutionary and learning process for the organization. And we continue to evolve. We have now centers throughout the world. That means they're in various countries and in different cultures, speaking different languages. And diversity training has become part of the ministerial training for us, because we are now a multicultural, multi-country organization. And each of our organizational committees and teams and groups are great examples of spiritual leaders dedicated to the highest good for all people on the planet, and it's stated in our vision, a world that works for everyone. So when I first heard that, my initial response was, wow, that's a pie in the sky idea. And yet, as I've watched the organization find ways to implement a world that is working better for everyone, I thought, ah, wisdom is working through us to sort out how to do that. Trust, trust. Another example of transformation comes from nature, and it is that wonderful metamorphosis of the caterpillar turning into a butterfly. Now, that's a huge change. You know, caterpillars are born only being able to crawl on the ground, and it is an uncomfortable journey for the caterpillar to become a butterfly. They have to give up food. When this starts, that's the last time they eat. They have to hang upside down, create a chrysalis, hang out in the dark and in the silence, and wait for the metamorphosis. The last thing caterpillars do is rest. And I thought, you know, that is a great metaphor for those of us who've been very active in this transformation process, that rest is an important step in between phases. And so you might just see a few of us disappearing for a while to get some rest. And we support each other in that. An example of self-care as a high priority, committing to our own healing, that inspires other people and creates a ripple effect for impacting everybody around. Oh, we can rest. We can also take care of ourselves. So this afternoon, we'll join together as a community to step forward into this next phase. And we embrace our spiritual transformation. Let us embody this idea of radiant love and peace, knowing that that is what dispels fear and division. It is together that we can uplift each other and celebrate our unique journeys. We're each on the adventure that is our life. And because you are here, I know that this is a journey to a higher state of consciousness. So I would ask each of you this week to spend some time reflecting on this year, reflecting on the changes you've made in your life to support your spiritual growth. And share your experiences with the people around you that are important to you. You are an inspiration to the people around you, to your intimate community, and to your larger community. And as we support one another, we create that ripple, that wave of healing and inspiration. Let's remind ourselves and each other we are brilliant, luminous beings. Take that in. You are a brilliant, shining being. Imagine yourself stepping into your light, embodying your authenticity, embodying your truth, and shining forth brightly. I'm going to take some time now to turn to prayer, which is the tool of Science of Mind, and give each of us some silence to listen to that inner voice in you as we begin to prepare for our decision that will come later this day. So I simply ask you to get comfortable. And I love it. People are uncrossing things. Lovely. And let's just breathe in together. Breathing in and releasing. And let's do it two more times as a community, breathing in and release. Breathing in and release. And so we take this precious time as a community to move into that inner space, that inner knowing, that place where we are connected to all that is, that place where you're connected to life itself, to creation, the one life, the one heart, the one mind. For we each have this within ourselves. This is an aspect or a spark of light within each of us. And whenever we need that sense of renewal or guidance or love itself, this is the place we go to. For we know that each of us are of this oneness as well as being our own unique self, our own individualized aspect of one life. And that we are living our perfect adventure that is our life with all of the ups and downs and turns arounds, part of the journey itself. And we have done our journey together over these past months, attracting to us the exact perfect person who is seeking us. And so I invite you, as we prepare to go into a short period of silence, to listen inside, to hear or to feel or to see a phrase, a word, an image that represents the highest good for our community in this next aspect of life. And just let yourself breathe and be and listen. And as you take a breath in and release, I ask you next to look at yourself, your individual life, and ask for insight to hear, see, feel your highest good as a person yourself. Going into this next phase, a word or a phrase or a picture or an image. What is your highest good for you going into this next phase? And as you remember your phrases or your words for the community, actually see the community acting out of that word or feeling. Watch your community being its highest good in your mind's eye. And see yourself in that community, receiving and giving your highest good, whatever that is. See yourself in this community receiving the love, the support, the creativity, the participation, the connection, whatever your word is for your highest good. And to let yourself breathe in again and release. We know together that we as a community in this moment, whether online or in person, have planted the seeds of good for the experience of ourselves, for the experience of our community. And we know this truth together as we walk through the threshold of this new beginning. And as we welcome this perfect senior minister into our community to begin a new creation. And so I release all of these prayers, all of these seeds for the good, for the highest good, into the action of law for the manifestation in perfect, unique, wonderful ways, right here and right now. And with this, I simply ask you to join me in knowing its truth by saying out loud, and so it is.